Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Officials in Camden say they had a homicide-free summer for the first time in around 50 years. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on a remarkable turnaround for a city that was once considered to be one of the most dangerous in the country.
This hasn't happened since the 1970s. Zero homicides in the city of Camden between the official start of summer on June 21st and the end on September 22nd. Camden County Police, known for their community policing efforts, were involved a lot over the summer. There were regular events in the neighborhoods like block parties, movie nights, open gym events, and cleanups. Officials also say key partnerships with organizations like the Boys and Girls Club, Salvation Army, Cooper Foundation, and the Sixers Youth Foundation have paid off. And they say officers have the right technology and tools to keep the city safe. Camden County Police Chief Gabriel Rodriguez, in a statement, said this is a, quote, big deal and something to be recognized. In 2025 so far, there have been 8 homicides in the city of Camden. That's a 43% decrease compared to the same time last year. But Rodriguez says one homicide is too many, and they have to continue to do the work. In Camden, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Dozens of balloons floated to the sky over at Mount Holly Park, where the father of a young daughter was gunned down Monday night. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us dozens of mourners were paying tribute to the late 25-year-old Andre Ross.
Ray, you have no idea how much you're loved. I know you're here, and I know you're seeing it.
25-year-old Andre Ross was gunned down around 5:45 Monday evening in Mill Dam Park, across the street from where he lived. About 24 hours later, some 80 people, family, friends, neighbors, came to Mill Dam Park to release balloons and lay out candles and flowers in his memory. Aunt Shanika Ross says the close-knit family needs to lean on one another at this time.
This goes to show you who all loved him and who all cared about him. I was just thankful for everybody just being here.
She says she watched her nephew mature a great deal while raising his 5-year-old daughter, and Shanika has to watch her younger sister face something no mother should be subjected to.
It hurts me. It just felt like they took my son away. To see my sister going through it, it touches me. It touches my soul, because I would never, ever think anyone in my family will ever experience this, ever.
The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office has not named any suspects, and investigators haven't shared details surrounding the shooting at this time. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There are thousands of foster kids in the system in PA, and there's a need for court advocates who make sure these kids are getting what they need. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams reports.
There are between 13,000 and 15,000 children in the foster care system in Pennsylvania. Each child has a different story with different needs. Court-appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, is a nonprofit organization with advocates for children in the foster care system in Chester and Delaware counties. Lead case supervisor Bron DeSalvia says their volunteers undergo a rigorous 40-hour training, are sworn in by a judge, and become official parties to the court.
Once they become advocates, they visit the children that they serve once a month to learn about the child and are able to actually go into court.
CASA advocate Lori Gribben says a relationship is established with each child to make sure their needs are met.
The fact that you show up consistently, that's enough to kind of help them feel a little bit more safe and secure. And sometimes kids will say to me like, oh, I remember you were at my last house. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be wherever you go, I go.
Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the largest fundraisers for people living with HIV and AIDS is ending. The annual AIDS Walk Philly is no more, KYW Sherrod A. Howard reports.
After nearly 40 years and millions of dollars raised,
with a team, we decided to
sunset, the AIDS walk.
Mary Evelyn Torres, Executive Director of Action Wellness, admits it was a difficult decision, but it was one that had to be made.
Given the loss in especially corporate sponsorship, less people walking, less donors, but also rising costs. It was quite an endeavor to close those roads and to have police presence.
And members of the community feel it's a great loss to Philly.
It's kind of disappointing in a city like this.
It was an incredible event with incredible turnout.
But now, in honor of the legacy that the AIDS Walk leaves behind, Action Wellness and the William Way are hosting a tribute event at the William Way Center on October 19th. And Torres says, despite all the changes, there's still many ways to contribute.
We have a Gay Bingo, our Dining Out for Life, as well as Black Tie Gay Bingo. And I do encourage people to go to the tribute.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.